Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
You did hand me the story about the bride.
Yes.
And I wanted to share that this morning.
This is the craziest story ever.
Yeah.
Like, this is, all right, so.
You want me to tell you about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got it. You tell the story better, and it's funny because you didn't tell us where.
No.
Until the end.
No, not at all. Okay, so there was a bride who was getting married. Right?
Yeah.
And everything was great. All the families were over there. And the bride died at her own wedding.
Everything was great until she died.
Everything was awesome at the wedding. Then the bride dies.
At the wedding. And the groom married the younger sister instead.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Got the updated version.
They were exchanging their vows. And then right in the middle of exchanging vows, she had a heart attack. Collapsed and died right there.
So this is while the wedding is going on. All the guests are there. They're saying their I do's and
yes,
she dies.
In front of everybody.
Wow.
Okay. So they pause for a minute. They take the body, put it in another room. The families talk about
it. Wait. They didn't anybody call the police or nothing like that? Like the ambulance?
We got a perfectly good room right next door.
Right.
I mean, wait, this sounds a little weird.
The two families start talking. They bring in the groom, and they decide they want to proceed with the wedding and that he's going to marry the younger sister instead.
Okay, hold on.
Then they go ahead with the wedding.
So wait, so the guests that are there were watching
right,
person A get married.
Right.
They died.
Yes.
We card off person A. The younger sister steps up and they still get to see a wedding.
Step to the left.
Yeah,
step
just a little announcement. There's going to be a brief intermission.
A change.
While we change wardrobe.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes, that's what happened.
Did he murder that woman?
I don't know, but she had a heart attack right in the middle of the wedding.
Did he murder? Did he somehow? This feels very Olivia Benson.
Yeah.
You got somebody at the altar and they looking at the other sister.
She just moved right over. So, by the way, this wedding was in India.
Which makes...
No, that makes it easier now. Then it's not a crime.
It's not a crime.
No. I take this back.
You can take that back.
It's reverse. I take it back. I can undo it. I did it. No, because if it's India, that's where they do
arranged marriages.
Right. Yes. So this was an arranged. The person that died probably wasn't even in love with him.
And so she had a heart attack, or was the sister, the younger sister, already jealous?
Into the guy?
No. What?
Ain't nobody jealous of an arranged marriage.
Listen. I know.
We don't know if it was arranged.
I don't want any of my Indian friends to think that I'm throwing shade or anything, but I mean, it's just a different thing. I mean, I don't know exactly how it works, but I know the arranged thing. Anybody down that line could have got it.
Because
that might have been the only sister that was up there.
Right.
Like it could, but any of them bridesmaids could have got it if they was representing the family. Because if it's been an arranged thing, and like you get a bull or you know, a couple goats or whatever it is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole exchange. If they made the exchange, they don't want to give it back. They like, you know what? You're gonna have this was a better model anyway.
But we don't know if it was an arranged marriage.
The younger sister got birthing hips. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think the reason
it was an arranged marriage is because the two families are the ones that came together and decided, like, yo, the show must go on.
Right.
And a lot of that has to do with the dowry.
The dowry. Yeah, you gave us some stuff. We're not giving
it
back.
We had a contract.
The bride's brother said it was a difficult decision. One daughter lay dead in one room, and the wedding of another daughter happened in the next.
Right, it's difficult because you don't want nobody to die. But I'm just saying, the band got to keep playing.
It totally sounds suspicious. We don't know if it was arranged or not.
Suspicious until you told me India.
And remember, weddings
and
in India.
And I don't want Hethel Sunny. I don't want either one of y'all calling me like, "Hey, what are you trying to say?" I'm not trying to say.
Yo,
nothing.
This sounds like mafia stuff.
But there's arranged marriages in a lot of different cultures out there.
Yeah.
And weddings in India typically last 3, 4, 5 days.
Yeah.
So she could have been just partied out.
Right, that's true too. She was trying to turn up. That's wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to claim the Olivia Benson card
anymore. You don't think they didn't put some in the food or like mafia style.
Nothing but love. We got a text that says, this is out of the 727, said we have arranged marriages in our family, and honestly, they're not that bad. Think about it as an upgrade where he was getting one and ended up getting the younger sister who was probably better.
Oh my, why? Just because she's younger?
Probably. If you got an organized union like that, I'm sure baby's a part of it.
Yeah.
So you get the younger model. If you don't get a choice, the older one has to be the one to go out, apparently, according to some of the movies that I've seen.
She did have a hard time.
She's the one that they want to try and push out because she's the older one. Like, you don't want an old wives, old bride, you know. What they call them, old maid. You don't want an old maid. You know, I'm dead serious. I'm trying to understand this. This is new to me. But I'm saying, I know I've seen some movies where they want the older broad to get out because she's been, who's going to take her if the younger girl leaves the house before she leaves?
It's just so strange to me that she had a heart attack right in the middle of the ceremony.
She was getting married to somebody she ain't know.
It sounds very suspect, but if this is normal in their culture, then, you know, then they would have been, I guess, used to finding out about this.
This is normal in our culture, too, but it's more like the NFL, NBA, baseball, next man up. Because when a man gets hurt, the game goes on.
Yeah.
So in India, arranged marriages are illegal, but they're still very prevalent. And one of the things that really makes me think that that was the situation here is that the bride and the groom were from two totally separate villages.
See there?
Oh, interesting.
So it was probably an arrangement between the families. Usually, you know, the...
You give me a yak.
Yep.
And you can take my daughter.
And she'll throw it back.
Right, yeah. That's what was on the cake. Right there.
That was Orlando and the Freak Show.
What rhymes with yak? Back.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.